broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and
great good morning to you on this December 30th. We are in the clubhouse, and yes, good morning. In the clubhouse, you say. Well, for the last 20 minutes, every Saturday, I've produced, set up the interviews with my guests, and hosted my golf show, The Golf Club. And it's on every Saturday morning from 7 until 8:30 on four Hawaii radio stations, one on Kauai, one on Maui, one on the Big Island, and now on Oahu, I'm happy to add KORL 101.1 Coral, Oahu's official oldies station, to my The Golf Club family. So I'm going to take you to the best golf resorts, the most affordable destinations. We'll talk about clothes, food, clubs, bags, golf, tools, trends, you name it. We talk about it here. Today's show features Sony Open in Hawaii tournament director Ray Stosic. Sony Open in Hawaii is one of the PGA Tour's longest-running tournaments, and Sony is one of the longest-running sponsors, and that tournament starts in 10 days. We still need volunteers. Jeff Shackelford is joining us. He's Golf Week's senior writer and Golf Channel contributor, Century Tournament of Champions title sponsor, president and CEO Pete McParkland. Century's made a five-year commitment to be the title sponsor of the Century Tournament of Champions, the Plantation Course, of course, at Kapalua. It's the winners-only year-starting tournament with the best weather on the planet, and we will be there. And Pete McParkland will be in the clubhouse in a few minutes. Bob Bupka, author and PGA Tour correspondent for years. Bob is the voice of golf now on Talk Sport in the United Kingdom, where they will hear all about Hawaii and the Century Tournament of Champions via Bob on Talk Sport. So first, before we bring Ray Stosic into the clubhouse, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. Poipu Bay Golf Course, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. Kauai's South Shore gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Rousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Rousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
All right, when we bring Ray Stosic in, we need to first wish good old Tiger Woods a happy birthday. Old, he's only 42 years old. He's back. You know, when Jack Nicklaus turned 42, he won three more tournaments, including the Masters. So now let's turn our attention to the Sony Open in Hawaii. Tournament director Ray Stosic, good morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yes.
Exciting time, as you mentioned in the opening, 20th anniversary for Sony this year. And as I had mentioned in our last interview a few weeks ago, we have made the announcement of a four-year extension through 2022 for Sony, one of the longest-running title sponsors on the PGA Tour. And so we've got some extra items that will be available at this year's Sony Open. One of the things for the 20th anniversary is we've been collecting autographed items for many of the pros, past winners, along with some other Peter Lick photos and other things, and they'll all be in a silent auction in the Sony Open Expo tent this year. So not only will you go in there and see all the latest technology that Sony has to offer each year, but there'll be some silent auction items that All the monies will go to the Friends of Hawaii charity.
And that's one of the really exciting parts. I mean, in addition to the fact that we're raising a whole lot of money for the charities, Friends of Hawaii charities, we're also able to get to see the latest in Sony technology because they do their convention or their gathering where they show off everything, and they bring it all right here so we can see what's next, what they're working on. A very exciting time in Hawaii. We have a great event coming up on Tuesday, January 9th. You need to get over to the Wailea Country Club, save the date, for the Hawaii Tourism Authority Pro Junior Challenge. That's Tuesday, January 9th at 3:30 in the afternoon. That's a new time. It's 3:30 in the afternoon at Wailea Country Club. It's a free event. And it's really cool because it pairs five of our state's top junior golfers with PGA Tour pros during the Sony Open Tournament Week. And it's an annual event. I just saw some of the kids. We've got the list of who gets to play in the Hawaii Tourism Authority Pro Junior Challenge on Tuesday. Very cool.
It was in the papers. I'm announcing all the juniors. It's a year-long competition, so it was very exciting for them to get selected here this past week. And along with some great pros that they look forward to playing with, we have a couple of past winners, Jimmy Walker and Mark Wilson, playing. Tony Finau is in the Pro Junior. He has family in Kahuku. And one of the rising stars on the tour, Ollie Schneider-Jens, is playing. And least but not last, Marty Du is the first Chinese-born player to earn his PGA Tour card. So Tuesday will be a great, and like you said, it is free, and please come out at 3:30 to join us.
Yes, go ahead.
One of the other items I wanted to share for the 20th anniversary, Sony's been kind enough to work with us on this, but we do an awards dinner Thursday night, January 11th. We do this event every year, but it's never been open to the public because it's been sponsors only, and it's a pretty special event. Well, for the 20th anniversary, this year only, Sony's allowed us to sell some tickets to the general public. So for $320 per person, we have two of the most famous chefs in Hawaii doing a five-course meal. There's an open bar all night and followed by a private Diana Ross concert.
Yes!
So that's pretty special. And all of these things can be reached at SonyOpenInHawaii.com, and you can purchase your tickets online. And that's a one-time offering that we're so thankful that Sony's allowing us to, and this, all these monies are going straight to the Friends of Hawaii charities once again.
And so there's tables, but also individual seats. So for this program,
yes.
Awards celebration and dinner, right on Thursday, January 11th at the Hawaii Convention Center. And Diana Ross, I mean, it's going to be an intimate concert because even though it's the convention center, it's large. It's not like the arena. You know, right? So you're in for a real treat. And $320, an exceptional price for the concert, for the meal. Do you know the names of the two chefs who are presenting?
We are going to have Roy Yamaguchi and Alan Wong, two
awesome.
Of Hawaii's most famous, and we're excited. They do a great job on a 5 to 6 course meal that they'll provide that evening.
And, folks, you know, the Pro-Am Award celebration and dinner has always been, as Ray Stosik, the tournament director, said, always been closed. And everybody always wondered, who's playing? You know, who's going to be the star attraction? And then you hear about the next day about what a great concert it was, and everybody had a great time. And now you can be there. You can be there. Just go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com. You can get your tickets, $320 for the meal. That's a 5-course meal, an open bar, and the Diana Ross concert, all of that money going to the Friends of Hawaii charities. The tournament, the 2018 Sony Open in Hawaii, celebrating Sony's 20th anniversary as title sponsor and 4 more years to come, January 8th. But don't you still need volunteers, Ray?
Oh, we sure do. It's a never-ending. The reason we're able to give over $1 million each year to over 170 charities is because of the volunteers. And so, once again, I had mentioned a month or two ago about the exciting, some of the jobs for volunteers that are exciting. I mentioned transportation last time. We're the only tournament in the country that doesn't issue courtesy cars because while I built in 1926 in a residential area, there's no place to park usually for the courtesy cars. So we have vans from Servco as our official car, and we go ahead and pick up all the players in the hotels in Waikiki and bring them out to the tournament. So you get first-hand rides with the players and their families. And also standards inside the ropes. So if you want to carry the standard that shows the scores, instead of fighting the crowds outside the ropes, you can be inside the ropes for the great view.
This is a great opportunity.
Those are just some of the areas.
Yes, it's a great opportunity for, because junior golfers could even do this, right? Is there an age limit on who can?
Well, we usually, it's 18.
Okay.
But, yeah, 18 and above.
Because you learn so much. When I was an honorary observer, just watching Pat Perez, I was with him, and just seeing the way he approaches the ball, the choices that he makes. Of course, I could never use his club choices because he's, you know, he's a professional. But just watching him go through the routine and approach it and check it out, he's a very laid-back, very relaxed. I love what he said when he won this year. He said, you know, I'm not into that fitness thing that everybody else is. And I'm not going to change. I'm just going to be just the way I am. But it's a lot of fun, and if you can just be a part of the Sony Open in Hawaii, just know that all the money raised goes to the Friends of Hawaii Charities, raising so much money every year, and then the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation doubling that, you know, making it a huge, huge boon for our charities. And then I think some 60 or more charities get a portion of the proceeds every year at a wonderful luncheon, where it's a very, very special day. So we need volunteers. And the volunteers, do they also go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com or .org, rather?
.com, that's correct. And you can sign up online. And we're excited to have Sony back. And we're excited that since 1999, we've raised over $17 million for over 350 local charities. So they're the real winners in the tournament. And we're excited to keep it going.
Another thing that you may not know, there's more than one Pro-Am this year. And the Monday Pro-Am still has spots available. If you'd like to get in on this, Race Dosik, how do they do that?
Yeah, they once again can go on to SonyOpenInHawaii.com. And we have a few spots left on Monday. It's some $4,500. You get to play with the pros, practice round on Sunday, play in a Pro-Am on Monday. Dinner and awards afterwards. And so, yeah, that's an exciting opportunity.
Yeah, it really is. And you'll have so much fun. Again, you know, you'll be able to learn and get to know your Pro-Am partner and have some fun. I just want to mention the five local junior golfers selected to compete in the 2018 Hawaii Tourism Authority Pro-Am Pro Junior Challenge. And they are Kami Hamada from Iolani, Evan Kawai of Punahou, Davis Lee of Midpack, Pono Yanagi of Kamehameha Hilo, and Malia Nam of Kaiser. And I've been following Malia. She plays often at the Jenny K. It's so exciting to see her working so hard. There are so many people who make the Sony Open in Hawaii and the Hawaii Tourism Authority, the whole event that comes together, including your media partner is KHON2?
That's correct.
Yeah. It's awesome that they get out there and show off all the kids and what they can do. So want to get out there and cheer for Hawaii's top junior golfers. Someone told me that they're going to go to the Sony Open in Hawaii, and they're going to go to one of the, I think you have two different tents where you can kind of hang out, watch some TV if you'd like to come in from the sun, check out what the scores are on television in football or whatever it is that's being watched, and then go back out. And there's the Michelob tent.
Yeah, the Michelob Ultra is a new opportunity this year. It'll be the only facility on the golf course that is completely enclosed and air-conditioned. So when your favorite football team on Saturday or Sunday wins their playoff game and you're shouting out loud, at least we won't interrupt the golfers. And so that's an air-conditioned opportunity. And then Suite 16 is an open air on the Tournament 16. And food is provided by High Steakhouse, which has got a fabulous menu out there.
Yeah, so we're going to go eat and drink and be merry and enjoy all the golf at the Sony Open in Hawaii coming up at just a few days from now. What are you doing to prepare at this point? It seems like last minute.
Well, it actually takes us about a month to prepare all the groundwork in on-site preparation for skyboxes and tents and signage and bleachers. And so we've been working feverishly over the last month, been on site. Had a little rain last week, but it's dried up, and we expect great weather based on talking to the weather forecast for the next couple of weeks. So both Kapalua, we wish them well, and also here at the Sony Open, we're excited to showcase the state of Hawaii for 2 weeks when you're looking at all these sub-freezing temperatures in most other parts of the country.
No kidding. I want to ask you, the Wailea Country Club and the course. Tony Finau is a monster hitter. I mean, he can drive the ball as long as any of the long hitters on the tour. How does a guy with that kind of power dial it back a little bit to play Wailea Country Club? It's more of a finesse course, isn't it?
It is, and except that a lot of them, just last week on Golf Channel, they replayed the final round of last year's Sony Open, and I'm seeing Justin Thomas and some of these guys just bombing over the palm trees. But to talk about Tony, it's interesting, in a practice round last year, he only hit his driver once, and other than that, he hits a three-wood most of the time. And so these professionals, they know how to work the course and work their game. And so it is true, but you know what? Most of the scoring is done in your short game, so bombing the ball isn't the only part of it.
It's absolutely true, and they are such experts. And it's just, a lot of people think that the finesse game is being lost because the long game is taking precedence. Everybody just wants to go far, hit that second shot, get on the green, and drop the ball. This is Wailea Country Club. It's an absolutely beautiful course. A lot of work's been done. They've had a lot of people come in to work on it and just finesse it. Must be in great shape.
It is in great shape. Whenever we get rain in the October, November, December rains, that natural rain is so much better for the turf rather than, irrigation water and stuff like that. So the course is in fantastic shape, and kudos to Wailea Country Club and their staff and David and all them out there that have done such a great job. Wailea is known as some of the best greens on all of the tour and all 45 events. So it's something that we're proud of and well known for.
So we want to recap just a little bit. In celebration of this 20th anniversary, tables and individual seats for the Pro-Am Award celebration and dinner, normally a closed affair, open to the public for the first time. It's Thursday, January 11th, Hawaii Convention Center. You can get it at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. It's $320. It's a five-course meal made by two of Hawaii's top chefs. It's an open bar, and it's a concert featuring none other than Diana Ross. There is the Michelob Ultra 19th hole at the Spectator Village. It's completely AC-cooled, a sports bar. Tickets are $75, includes your daily tournament admission and two drinks. Again, go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com. We've got the HTA Pro Junior Challenge, five of Hawaii's top juniors taking on pairing with PGA Tour pros in a very fun two-person scramble. That's 3:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday, January 9th. More people can get there after work that way. And this is interesting because the PGA Tour spectator mobile device policy now allows spectators to capture video, audio, photographs, of course, for personal, non-commercial purposes using their smartphone. That's, I think, the PGA Tour bowing to what was inevitable, I think. yes, Tournament Director, Sony Open in Hawaii, Ray Sosik, thank you, and I can't wait to see you. Tournament Week is just about a days away.
Yes, Daniel, and thank you so much for all your support for the Friends of Hawaii Charities and the Golf in Hawaii. You've been just a great support, and we sure appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. And if you can volunteer, again, go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com and sign up. We're going to take a break and come back with none other than Jeff Shackelford, senior writer, Golf Week, contributor, Golf Channel. And every year we get together to talk about the year that was and the year that may be, some things that he might know or feel could be coming. It's a fun thing to do. Jeff Shackelford's next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hello. Aha! Chris Berman here. Join me at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 3rd through 7th at the Plantation Course in Kapalua. There is no better way to kick off the new year than watching the most elite field in golf, led by defending champion Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and more. Tickets start at just $15, and kids get in free. Be a part of the action. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screen.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
By the way, if you're looking for a tea time, Kapolei has an 8:30 and an 11:52. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:10. And at the very chilly, it's 56 degrees, Volcano. There's a 9:36 and a 10:20. Makalei has a 9:52. Jeff Shackelford, senior writer, Golf Week, contributor, Golf Channel, author, and golf course architect. You know, Jeff has a different take on everything. It's interesting. I looked at one of my earlier opens when I was talking to Jeff back in 2011, and it's funny what we were talking about back then. Unyielding in his disdain for mainstream media, but likes the idea of being affiliated with it while doing his own thing. It still holds true, don't you think?
I think so. I don't know about disdain. That sounds a little strong. You know why there's no disdain, Danielle? It's just such a rough time for golf media. It's going to be, I think, a big story coming up this year. We're just we're on really pins and needles here about where our magazines are and everything else. So it's hard to have disdain when the whole thing's in trouble.
Yes, maybe that was in 11 and
yeah,
today,
that was
right?
6 years ago. Wow, we've been doing this that long.
Oh, yes.
Great to be back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's wonderful talking with you. Some things that have changed, though, that I think the PGA Tour made some interesting changes. Remember when one of our friends in the golf media got in trouble for, she videoed something and then she shared it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And she was like, banned, you're banned. And all of a sudden, you know, everybody's texting, everybody's got their phone, they're all, the Masters, they take it away from you. You can't
go
right at Augusta National, you will not have a phone. You will use a payphone if you want to make a call, and you will make that call from the restroom area. That's about the only place where there's that much control. So what do you think of the PGA Tour? Actually, devices must be on silent, of course, and no flash, but everything else is open. You can do it.
Yeah, it's overdue. They were overly protective. And I think, in part, when you watch a tournament in the UK, you still see people who don't understand the vibrate mode to put the phone on. So I think now that people know how to silence their phones, it makes more sense. And, for us in the media, it's kind of weird to to particularly early in the week when you're trying to get the word out on what's going on at the tournament. That's all free promotion, and they still are very fickle about things we do and things we share via video and all that stuff early in the week. And it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You know, if somebody wants to do a Facebook Live conversation with a player from the driving range, they can't do that. And they always say, well, we're protecting the broadcast partners. Well, you go to the broadcast partners and they go, we love it. Anything that's reminding people that the tournament is this week and that you want to tune in is fine with us. So it's a constant sort of struggle they have, and they're definitely getting better, and I anticipate they'll continue to. But it's just one of those, as you say, now we kind of look back on it, and it really is rather ridiculous. And it's also so important to the tournaments that people be able to come out and have their phone and take some photos and feel like they're being able to do what they normally do.
Yeah, it generates excitement. That's what social media is about. It's, hey, look where I am. You ought to come over here. Come over and have some fun. This is what we're doing. Look who's here. That's the bottom line. That's the party, you know. And of course, you have to be not like, I mean, when you watch the parties at the golf courses in China. Now that's that's over the top. We need to have respect. You know, one of the rules is do not interfere with the players, the caddies, or the media.
Right.
You know, let them do their work. Let them show off their skills. Don't encroach on them. Don't scare them. Don't flash at them. Don't do all those things. But I think it's definitely overdue. Another big change the PGA Tour announced this past year, adopting the World Anti-Doping Agency's list of prohibited substances and introducing the blood testing. But beyond that, naming names.
Yes, they're definitely more proactive some of these violators, if there are that many. I don't think there are, but this is something that I think it's important that they do it. I think it's more important that they name names on the repeat slow play violators.
Uh-huh.
And the things that actually would be, I mean, all of that serves as a deterrent, and that's what we want. And the secrecy policy has not been it's not been perfect. I understand why they do it, and it probably works in a lot of ways. And there are probably things we don't know that by not knowing has probably helped the player's image, which was always their main, especially Commissioner Fincham's main goal in keeping things secret.
And
so,
Dustin Johnson comes to mind. When that whole thing, where he disappeared for 6 months,
right,
and they wouldn't tell us why. And that I thought was very respectful. He was getting his act together. He decided to do whatever he needed to do. I don't know what he was doing. It really is none of my business.
Well, but I would counter that
there
are ridiculous rumors spread about him, or Sergio Garcia took 6 months off from the game, and I think he really was just literally burned out. But because it was a six-month time period, people assumed that he was serving a suspension. I hear all the time, oh, Tiger really was just serving a suspension. His back wasn't bad at all. I'm like, well, I don't think that's the case, but I understand where these conspiracy theories sort of develop because of that secrecy policy, and I think that is something they've kind of weighed in making the case to the players that this is something that has to change, and it's just a generational shift. Jay Monahan's more from an era of sports where I think the big picture view is that, short term, it's embarrassing for everybody if you announce a violation for somebody. But long term, it's better for all involved.
Yeah, and I agree. I think it is. I like the way he's moving the tour. I like the fact that, you know, he's moving the tour in the right direction. I felt very bad for the first guy who was named. You know, the fellow who was suspended for a year.
Yeah, that was an odd story.
Yes, it was like, he said he would have given a blood test happily, but he had a problem giving a urine sample, and a lot of people are embarrassed about doing something like that. It was very strange. The whole thing was odd, and I just felt bad that he was the first person to be the one that was named in an action that had to do with that substances issue that the tour has put into place. Another thing, and speaking of golf media, that I noticed, I was looking for, you know, what in general were the top stories of 2017. Golf Digest did an entire section using social media, the 17 top stories via Twitter. And
yeah.
I thought, okay, this is really incorporating that social media policy into the golf media and getting quotes from, it's like, you know, President Trump. The only way you find out what's going on with him is if he uses Twitter. It's just an interesting shift in the way we're getting people to speak to us.
Well, and it's been something that a lot of writers have really dreaded. They feel like the players will no longer turn to interviews to announce things or to reveal things, but instead use social media, and we've kind of seen that now come true. And I would counter that they make news for us or create content for us via social media, so it's kind of a wash. The bigger concern, I suppose, for me as a media person is that that there's kind of an odd hostility to the last few people who are covering the game and trying to cover issues and stories, and it's probably driven by agents and who are just trying to make themselves more useful. But it's a really odd thing to see some of these young guys who are generally very positive and everybody really likes them, but then they have this weird edge when it comes to the media, and I think that's going to be something to watch this year, is if they continue to kind of circumvent the normal ways of announcing things, and if it's done for the right reasons or if it's done sort of for hostile reasons. I don't know, maybe they pick some of this up from Tiger. I don't know. I don't really know the origins of it. But I think it's a mistake ultimately long term, because I think that fans, even if somebody has a hostility towards media, generally I think admires the sport, enjoys the sport more when they're kind of getting the information from a third party instead of what feels like kind of a intentional promotional push.
Yes.
By somebody. There's just something not as authentic about it, and I think that's something that's pretty important for these people to remember, that the coverage needs to kind of come from a third party as opposed to sort of a propaganda feel. And this is something that the tour always grapples with, because they'd really like to control all messages, and they are certainly more than entitled to do that, but I think they'll get very boring to people very fast if they do that.
And okay, because maybe they'll learn something from Tiger Woods. He seems to be becoming more approachable in his second career of coming back, third, you know, whatever.
At least, yeah, his 14th. Yeah.
Yes, right. Whatever we want to, what number we want to put on it. But he, you know, he was on a podcast. He did a podcast.
Unbelievable.
Tiger Woods talks to somebody, you know, outside of the very controlled media center. I'm not going to say more than this. So let's look forward to 2018. Or quickly, let's look back. What were your top stories for 2017?
Well, I in looking on the year, I think it was just a great year in terms of when you step back, in terms of venues and players and a variety of winners and great stories and men's game and women's game. That was sort of my ultimate takeaway. It was just a really solid year that I think in time will look even better with a couple of really special events, in the Masters and the Open Championship, and we'll see on the PGA Championship and Justin Thomas if he can kind of keep it going. I suspect he will, but for me, that was really when I kind of reflect on the year, and I have that. We were very lucky. We had sensational venues this year, it was a special year here in Los Angeles. We had the U.S. Amateur and the Walker Cup come here, and those were really great events. So you know, there are a lot of issues in the game. Obviously, a big one is President Trump's love of golf and what that brings to the sport, good and bad. And I don't know what the effects are of that yet, but I certainly get a lot of people commenting on that. So we still have the usual stuff with the distance discussion, and I think that's going to be a big issue going forward next year based on what we saw this year with players, and not just players hitting the ball a gazillion yards, but players coming out and saying, yeah, okay, this is getting ridiculous. This isn't right. When Tiger Woods is out there now, just think about it, Danielle, three of the greatest players in the history of the game now have all come out and said, this is silly. We can't keep lengthening golf courses. And they've done it in different eras. It's sort of eye-opening. So that's going to be a big, big issue for the sport to face, I think, again in next year, especially because I think some of the companies have got equipment coming that's going to allow players to get some big boosts in distance. Yep, believe it or not, Callaway, TaylorMade, they all got new stuff, and they don't sit around figuring out how to make people hit it shorter, believe me.
No. Well, everybody wants to go long, and the question is, do these guys really need to go further? Because what, are we going to have an 8,000-yard golf course, and we're going to have, you know, special?
We already do.
Right, okay, so do all of them become that? Do we have special players where only the big tournament players can actually find out who is the best player? Is becoming a long drive competition?
Yeah. Well, we got to see that at Erin Hills, which is over 8,000 yards. And I think that was eye-opening for people to see how big of a property it required to get that yardage, how unenjoyable the walk in the park element of the golf was. And I think when people saw the scale of that and realized, oh, wait a second, this is what we have to do to – and then we have guys reaching basically a par five that almost played 700 yards in two with relative ease. I think that's when people said, "Oh boy, this is not right." This. I think it came to, there was more clarity for those who were a little bit on the fence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the top story? Let's see. Tiger Woods returning, Sergio Garcia winning his first major.
You mean, for 2017?
Yeah.
Oh, I had Jordan Spieth winning the Open Championship. I think just in time, that's the one. I feel bad. Sergio's win's kind of been forgotten. It feels like it was so long ago. But Sergio's kind of depends in a way on whether he keeps this going and builds off of it, which I don't see why he can't. So I hate to – it seems like an unfair way to judge a win, but we've had so many of these players, both men and women, Danielle, who they win a major and that's it. It's like
bye-bye.
They shut down. And now Sergio's not going to do that because he's already had an amazing career, an amazing record in majors. Really underrated how consistently he's been around the leaderboard in major championships and on such a variety of courses and setups. So I hope he wins a few more. And it really makes him a kind of a Hall of Fame player and all that. But Spieth's win was just so impressive and memorable, and it's one that got the non-golf world talking. So I think that's the one that's going to be the story of the year. Tiger, it's hard to say again because I think we need to see an actual comeback, but it definitely brought a lot of buzz and has people much more excited about the coming year.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking right now with Jeff Shackelford, senior writer, Golf Week, contributor, Golf Channel, author, and course architect. Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 877-676-DOOR.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. I think we lost Jeff Shackelford. I wanted to ask him a couple more questions about going into 2018, who he think will be number one at the season's end, because last year Dustin Johnson was like on this amazing roll and he was coming into the season. You know, it was just amazing how, but then he slipped at the Masters. Remember, he was on the stairs. And they were those beautiful wooden stairs, polished to perfection. Unfortunately, if you're in your slippers or your socks and you go down, that's a hard hit. So he never really recovered to make a statement last year until now. He's coming back, and he'll be back. I saw this incredible video of him at the plantation course. Wow, he's hitting right. I mean, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful swing. Will Jordan Spieth come back? He was expected to accomplish miracles. He had a really rough year. He almost blew it at the Open, and then, as Jeff was saying, Jeff Shackelford said that he thought that was his best story of the year, is the way everything, you know, came back together for Jordan as he for 20 minutes discovered how he was going to hit the ball. That was incredible to me. The knowledge that he had of the rules, and then every time he chose a place, he said, well, that's not going to work quite because we got this, and then he had to rethink it. So it was a fascinating mental game that he had to go through, but it was also time for him to compose himself, put himself back together again after hitting that drive so far out of bounds, into the wilderness, places that they never thought anybody, not a professional golfer, would hit a golf ball to. They parked trucks and all kinds of stuff over there. So that was great. But it'll be interesting to see how he comes into 2018. Will we see Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Phil Mickelson? Phil Mickelson has not won a U.S. Open. Will they be able to complete their career Grand Slams? All great. Can Tiger Woods stay healthy this season? Could Tiger Woods win in 2018? You know, I think he could. It depends which courses he chooses and what the field is like. And can the Ryder Cup team win in Paris is a really big question. So we're going to get, I think Pete is with us. No, we're going to come back. Is Jeff with us? All right. I'm sorry. Jeff, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Oh,
all
fantastic.
Right.
That's fantastic. So as you saw, you probably heard me go through all the questions of 2018, so I'd like to kind of get your take. Who do you think will be number one at the end of this year?
I would hope Dustin Johnson, based on what you described, because, again, we, like Sergio, we sort of forgot how he was unbeatable the first half of of this year, and then whatever happened happened at Augusta with falling, and he was never the same again. And I think that he's in his prime, and it'd be interesting to see him contend in all the majors again. It seems like a good year for him to really get serious about. I mean, he's been great in some majors, but I think that this is his time. That said, I'm rooting for, and I've written about this for Golf Week a couple times now, but I'm rooting for a young versus old showdown at a major. When you think about the great moments in the history of the game, we've had young players sort of come to this crossroads in the game and take on old guys, and we have Tiger and Phil primed, I think, to make one last run for each of them. I think Phil has some things put behind him, and physically and in terms of short game, everything's really as good as ever. Tiger looked sensational. So I and then you just add this component where they're all buddies from the Ryder Cup, and I just would love to see what happens when, you know, on the first tee on Sunday at if it's Jordan Spieth and Tiger Woods in the last group of a major, you know, has Tiger suddenly become you know, like Ben Hogan and doesn't really talk to him much? And not that Spieth would be fazed by that. He kind of is in his own little world, too.
That's
but
right.
I just would love to see the dynamics of all that. And, again, when you think of the great moments in the history of the sport, Francis, we met in the country at the Country Club against Vardon and Ray, young Tom versus Willie Park, Hogan, Palmer, Nicklaus converging at Cherry Hills. We've had these moments, and it just seems like we're so, so overdue for another one of those.
Yeah, we've had some great moments, and I'm looking for it. You got to be on again before next year, okay?
Okay.
It's so much fun talking with you. This is Jeff Shackelford. He's senior writer, Golf Week. And you can catch him on Golf Channel. He has great conversations on Morning Drive every Monday morning. He gets together. I love the segment that you do on Mondays. It's really great to see the back and forth between you and Gary Williams. It's just awesome.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we have fun doing it. I never know what he's going to ask. So it's and at that hour of the morning, it puts me on edge a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, when East Coast is calling in on West Coast and going, "Hey, we're up. How are you?"
Yeah. Wishing I was in bed.
I want to wish you a fabulous 2018. Thank
All right,
you
same
so
to
much.
You, Danielle. Good luck the next few weeks. Looking forward to watching.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with the CEO and president of Century, Century Tournament of Champions. Century making a commitment 5 years to the Tournament of Champions staying at Kapalua. Pete McParkland will be on right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, "Call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Aloha! Chris Berman here. Join me at the Century Tournament of Champions, January 3rd through 7th, at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. There is no better way to kick off the new year than watching the most elite field in golf, led by defending champion Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and more. Tickets start at just $15, and kids get in free. Be a part of the action. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
The Century Tournament of Champions, January 4th through the 7th, Kapalua Resort, the Plantation Course, a $6,300,000 purse. 14 pros making their debut at Kapalua, including Xander Schauffele, Rookie of the Year, John Rahm. He's number, like, four in the world. I forget his exact position. He just won in Europe. He's on top of the world. He's going to play when we play on the Ryder Cup side in Paris. He'll be on the Euro team, okay, because he's playing for Spain. Seven of the top eight in this year's world rankings are in Hawaii to play for the trophy made on Maui by renowned glassblowers Makai Glass of Maui. So the trophy for the Century Tournament of Champions is being crafted on Maui by glassblowers. I got to see a peek. I watched the making of the trophy. It was featured on the Century Twitter site, or was Facebook. Beautiful, but they didn't show us the trophy. So we've got the CEO and president of Century Insurance, Pete McPartland, here. Mr. McPartland, it is so such a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danielle. It's a real pleasure being with you.
I don't imagine you'll tell me what that trophy's going to look like, right?
Well, I'm afraid our branding executive, Stephanie Smith, would kill me. But I will tell you this. It is a real tribute to the island of Maui. And it's beautiful.
And when they were talking about infusing the mana of the islands and the way the glass was blown and the shapes that I started to see, that was a spectacular video. Very good tease. She's doing an excellent job. And I'd also like to thank you, Mr. McPartland, for Century becoming the title sponsor for the next 5 years and breathing excitement and a commitment to Hawaii golf, the business and the charitable aspects of golf. And why did you decide to do that? Why did Century jump in? I think this is your first sporting sponsorship.
Well, first of all, thank you for those words. And we're committed, by the way, to being a great sponsor. And when I was in Maui and a little over a month ago and was able to kind of address the large number of people from the islands that in Maui in particular support this tournament, I did say that we are committed to being a great tournament sponsor, and we want to benefit from the knowledge of everyone who's put this tournament on, and so that we can, do our part and, make it hopefully even better. But so for us, combination of a few things, Danielle. One had to do with a kind of an alignment we had to the game of golf that goes all the way back to 1982 when we created our own golf course here in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, where our headquarters is, and which is the middle of the state, by the way. And that course is called Century World, and we remodeled it completely in, I want to say, 2014 with Robert Trent Jones, Jr., who did the original design, and then he did the remodeling, and beautiful and getting some notoriety. So we've always kind of had a golf-centric orientation and one of the few insurance companies that owns a golf course. So it's always been kind of part of our culture. The other component has to do with the Century brand and the company itself. So we've been a very successful growing insurance company with an emphasis on insuring businesses. But we'd been a little bit of a quiet brand, and we knew in, I would say, 2015, that we wanted to refresh our logo, refresh the brand message that the logo is a part of. Our brand message, by the way, is that we're a high-touch, kind of tender, loving care to our customer insurance company. That's what we've always been. But we knew we wanted to reintroduce our brand because it's been quiet for 30-some-odd years. So we liked the new logo. We had rolled out the brand message in the latter part of 2016. And then it became a question of how do we introduce
our new brand. So along with kind of getting to know the kind of leaders in the golf industry as a result of our own golf course, the opportunity to talk to Jay Monahan and the PGA officials availed itself rather suddenly or quickly in the summer of this year. And we were able to coalesce very quickly around the Tournament of Champions and understand from a branding standpoint what being a PGA sponsor would do for us, and because it aligns so perfectly with our the people who own businesses and buy business insurance from Century. So they like to play golf, they like to watch golf on TV, they like to attend golf tournaments. It's just an absolute perfect demographic fit, and they oftentimes will come to Stevens Point and play golf with us and engage with the people who work at Century that service their accounts. So it'd be immediately clear that this is a perfect alignment from a branding standpoint. But then as we kind of thought about the Tournament of Champions, if I could just for a minute, first of all, I would say I've been to Maui several times with my wife, Laura, both professionally and personally. Love Maui. And while I'm not a I'm somebody that during the NFL playoffs rarely will not be watching football. However, the Tournament of Champions is the one thing that just would catch my eye because, of course, in the dead of winter here in Wisconsin, to be able to see blue water, whales, people in shirt sleeves and shorts, it's kind of an assault to the senses if it's 10 below in Wisconsin and then dark outside at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Which it has been these days. So I was familiar with it. The tournament format itself is unique and exciting. The players that have won tournaments, a limited field, they play for 4 days. It also fits our personality as a business insurance company. So we're bringing guests and customers and some old-time customers that have been loyal to us for 20, 30 years and celebrate their in Maui next week, their loyalty to Century. So as we got to know Jay Monahan and the PGA team, and it's Stephanie Smith, our branding leader, and I and our top board of directors members who got involved in this, the pieces fell in place. Very, very quickly.
It's beautiful.
So it was really, I want to say, a borderline no-brainer. perfect fit. There wouldn't be a better PGA tournament for us to align with. And as I say, we're committed to being a great sponsor.
You know, a lot of people in Hawaii worried that the Tournament of Champions would be lured to a different location on Maui. But with Century World being in the middle of Wisconsin, it wouldn't be possible for you folks to put on the Tournament of Champions at Century.
well, that would be true, but from our end of things, we never thought about or were even largely even aware of any of what anyone was thinking one way or the other.
We just
for
were
us,
worried.
This was the right tournament, the right place. I mean, Kapalua is beautiful. Why would we want to do anything other than kind of polish the luster of this great tournament that's been terrific for so many years?
Yeah, you've made me
smile. We never thought about
smile.
That.
That's wonderful. The question that came up for me when you talked about redoing your logo. I love your logo. Need to take care of some business real quick here. KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI. KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. So the logo, what does it embody? It's this beautiful S.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it is kind of I think the Chinese yin and yang is what those two, we call them quotes, are. The color blue has always been kind of Century's color, but we kind of modified it to kind of the two shades of blue that you've seen. And we use the, we call them the quotes, the kind of the yin and yang kind of signals. We will separate them, and they become quotes that we'll use in advertising. We put on the back of our business cards, and it's, it enables us to kind of communicate this message to customers, prospective customers, everyone, that what we're about is having conversations and listening and having dialogue. That is the whole style of Century Insurance. It's been that way for a long time. Yeah. So it was designed to embody not the company we want to be, but the company we have been and want to continue to be. So, and when the commercials come out, it's all about this message of them.
Did you come to Hawaii frequently with your wife?
Well, we would come on work-related and a little bit on vacation. Never to Kapalua, though, to kind of the Wailea area. And then I'd been to Honolulu on business several times. We've been to Kauai. I've been to the Big Island.
You've been everywhere.
Several times. Yeah. Well, you know, when you live in the frozen tundra. People do tend to get away a little bit, although Wisconsin is an incredible place.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you play golf?
Well, I do rather badly, so I would call myself maybe a 20 handicap. Although
that's okay.
We have an indoor range. We have a golf simulator. We're getting the plantation course, we hope, added to it very soon.
Cool.
And we have our own golf course. So now I'm really doubling down and working on it. I was hitting balls the other day, as a matter of fact. The best part of my game, though, is negotiating mulligans on the first tee. And then maybe a little kind of bragging after the game about the handful of good shots I had.
I went online and I was looking for Century World, and you know, folks, it's beautiful. It's not far from Green Bay. It's on Lake which is on Lake Michigan. But then you go into this beautiful parkland, and the course, five tees on each hole.
Right.
Very, very, very play it forward friendly, isn't it?
Well, yes. It's it can be long from the tips, and it can be. For a golfer of any level, if you hit a reasonably straight shot, you can be in the, approach area that you want to be. So, so that was the way it was rebuilt.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. Your last name, I couldn't help but go, McPartland.
Yes.
Sounds Scottish.
It's Scotch-Irish.
That's what they, when I looked it up, it was like, some of the McPartlands went from Scotland down to Ireland. So it's, and I was like, oh, this is fascinating. And then I was looking further and I thought, oh, Marion McPartland. I wonder. Famous jazz singer, sang with, Tony Bennett. I wonder if he's related. You're wonderful. I'm really looking forward to meeting you at Kapalua, the Tournament of Champions.
Likewise.
At Kapalua. It's going to be so much fun being in the – it's an interesting – our media center has the most beautiful view of any media center in the world, because you walk out and there in front of you is this glorious bay, and the first tee just stretched out before you, and the sun is coming up in the morning because, of course, my show is from 7 to 8:30. Are you here? Are you flying in?
We're flying tomorrow, and very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, okay. Century Tournament of Champions, get your tickets. Go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com online. You can find out everything about the Century Tournament of Champions. It's of course, Century. And we were talking with Pete McPartland, President and CEO of Century, the title sponsor, an insurance company with a whole lot of heart. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back and we're going to catch up with Bob Bupka. Bob Bupka is the voice of golf on Talk Sport, and he is the host of the Grill Room Golf Show. And he was inside the ropes for the PGA Tour for years. He's been covering golf longer than he'd like me to tell you. a whole lot of fun. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Just going over, the Century Tournament of Champions is January 4th through the 7th at Kapalua. And, of course, 14 pros are making their debut, including John Rahm and Xander Schauffele. Seven of the top eight in the year's world rankings will be there. It's just going to be a whole lot of fun. And we were talking about Century World. Check this out. Century World's complex includes the field house. They've got six indoor tennis courts. Because, you know, this is Wisconsin. Six indoor tennis courts, a driving range, golf simulator, two wedding and banquet facilities, and PJs. Century World is a casual, family-focused restaurant. So you read on, and it says, the outdoor practice facility includes 76 hitting stations, approach and shipping practice areas, putting greens, and golf writer Josh Burho wrote for golf.com that the practice facility is one of the best he'd ever seen. I'm looking forward to talking with, it's so cool, Robert Trent Jones Jr. is frequently on Kauai, one of his homes away from home. And you know, he rides on horseback when he checks out a golf course. Let's say if the terrain is tough and he doesn't want to walk it, he gets on horseback and he rides the land to get the lay of it before he decides what he's going to do with the golf course. So we're looking forward to getting Bob Bupka on the line. And right now, I'm not sure if he's in the frozen tundra. I know he's not up in Wisconsin. I think he's somewhere in Texas. And they had that experience this past year with all the flooding. One of the things that I can also remind you about is, of course, the Sony Open in Hawaii. And the Sony Open in Hawaii, they're still looking for volunteers. So if you have time to volunteer, the Sony Open in Hawaii is January 8th through the 14th. You can get in touch with them, SonyOpenInHawaii.com. You can buy your tickets. You can sign up to be a volunteer. There are Monday Pro-Am spots that are still available. And then there is, and you must save the date because this is really cool to watch, the Hawaii Tourism Authority Pro Junior Challenge on Tuesday, January 9th at 3:30 in the afternoon at Wailea Country Club. It's usually a little earlier. They've made it 3:30. I think that's a really good idea. More people can get there. It's free. Pairing five of our state's top junior golfers with PGA Tour pros during Sony Open Tournament Week. And the annual Pro Junior event, it's a three-hole alternate shot exhibition. Funds are raised from very generous sponsors to benefit the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And the Hawaii Tourism Authority, of course, is the title sponsor, and that's the third consecutive year, with the support of media partner KHON2 and other very important sponsors. Now let me get to it, okay? The five local junior golfers selected to compete in the 2018 Hawaii Tourism Authority Pro Junior Challenge are Kami Hamada from Iolani, Evan Kawai of Punahou, Davis Lee of Mid-Pacific Institute, Pono Yanagi of Kamehameha in Hilo, and Malia Nam of Kaiser. Oh, there are also Monday Pro-Am spots available. Oh, and by the way, do you know that Diana Ross is performing? Yes, Diana Ross is going to be performing at the Pro-Am party, which is for the first time open to the public. It's a five-course meal made by two of the top chefs in Hawaii. It's an open bar, and it's a Diana Ross concert, and it's $320. That is absolutely awesome, and I know Bob Bupka absolutely agrees with me. Right, Bob?
Well, any chance you get to see Diana Ross help charity, be involved in a golf tournament, doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's beautiful. She's going to be in concert here, but she's doing this special event, too, for $320. It's almost like an intimate concert because even though it's at the convention center, it's not like the arena. You know, it's not like it's not a huge concert venue. Bob, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Bob Bupka is the voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK. He's host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove Golf. Change the face of the driver for a very crisp and clean response. He's author of The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event, and Tom Clavin and Bob wrote it together. And, of course, did I mention that you're the host of the Grill Room Golf Show? Yes, I did. And voice of golf, yes. So everybody in the UK, not only will we all watch everything that's happening at Kapalua on Golf Channel, but Bob's going to be talking about it in the UK. We get so much benefit from having the Century Tournament of Champions. It's just gorgeous. When are you going to be here, Bob?
Well, I'm at the airport already waiting. I keep going to the desk, and they say, Mr. Bupka, your flight's not until 8 o'clock on Monday morning. I said, well, I know, but I'm just so excited about getting to Maui that I wanted to get here early.
So what do you look forward to most when you come to Maui?
The one thing, and I was thinking about this, Danielle, before you had me on again, and once again, it's an honor and a privilege to share some airtime with you. It's an unbelievable event that, despite how many years I've had the pleasure of covering the event, I still get very excited about going there. I mean, the overwhelming beauty, the accessibility to the players, the job that Karen Sager does in the media room, Nancy Cross. I mean, everybody connected with that tournament is just a sheer delight, and I'm certainly very excited about the fact that Century has signed on to be the title sponsor for 10 years. That shows their commitment to this event, and it's just incredible. And then every night I get to put my head down to rest in one of those Kapalua villas, and you don't get any better than that. And if anybody wants information on those, then go to kapaluavillas.com.
Awesome. That's where you're staying, huh?
Absolutely. I wouldn't stay anywhere else.
And
you
then we're going to go to the Kapalua Golf Academy, and Janice Self is going to show us how her drive is. I bet she's been working on her game, right?
Well, she's got that new club now and the vertical driver, and
yes.
it really has added distance not only for male players but for female players, which I think is very important. It's a golf club with vertical grooves on the face, which allows you to hit it straighter and hit it further. And it's going to be an exciting week. And I get to see Danielle Tucker in person. Hopefully we'll be able to do your show next Saturday from the Media Center. It's become a tradition, something that I really look forward to each and every time I pay a visit there. The whole thing about it is just very special. And we can never lose track of the fact, Danielle, that the Hawaiian charities are the ones that really benefit from this event, and more people get exposed to the grandeur of Maui, because it is beyond description. There's no golf tournament in the world that's held at a prettier place than Maui, and it's just it's something that I'm really excited about doing one more time.
Yeah, and of course you're going to be. I wouldn't know what to do if Bob Bubka wasn't sitting next to me in the media center. Mark Rolfing will be there. Pete McPartland will be there. We're just going to have a party. We're going to have a gentleman, I think, from Century World. He's going to stop in, too. Of course, they have this fabulous golf course, but it's under, like, 15 feet of snow, and it's a little too cold to go out there and try to play up in Wisconsin. Let me ask you this question. We have the Player of the Year coming. He shot a 59 in Hawaii at, was it the Sony Open in Hawaii after he won handily the Century Tournament of Champions last year. So we've got him coming, and do you think that Justin Thomas will have the same kind of year that he had after doing, you know, winning twice on the Aloha Swing?
Well, to think that he would have the same type of year, I think would be, even on behalf of Justin Thomas, who I truly respect his talent as a player and the way he conducts himself off the golf course. I think he would tell us that it's probably unrealistic to win five times, to win a major. I mean, he doesn't have to do anything anywhere near that to win Player of the Year again. I mean, that was just exceptional what he did. You accurately mentioned the 59 that he shot at Wailea, coming off the victory in Maui. There's so many good players that are just outstanding that are going to be there competing. To pick one to win, a Hawaiian sweep, I mean, that's incredible to win both those events.
Yes.
Justin Thomas did it last year, so we know it can be done. The question is, can he do it again? I don't think he's changed at all. I just think maybe some of the other players are, a little hungry, Danielle. They, they want a piece of that pie. And right now he's regarded the best golfer in the world. Dustin Johnson may have something to say about that. But we also know, and you know too, as long as you've been covering this sport, we have the distinct possibility of the return of Mr. Tiger Woods, not just returning, but possibly being competitive, and what a golf season that would be in 2018 if we could get Tiger playing anywhere near the way he used to play.
Yeah, well, my whole question, because, Jordan Spieth had this fabulous year the year before last, so 2016, right, 2015, 2016. The question is, can you continue? I mean, Jordan Spieth didn't, but then he won the Open in a rather unorthodox fashion. It's really hard. Our expectations, when you talk about Tiger, are Tiger-esque.
No, you're right about that, Danielle, but it's almost inconceivable to be referring to Jordan Spieth last year as not being absolutely 100% incredible.
Yes.
The only thing it was shy of was the year before. Any other time you win a major during the course of a year, you're having an unbelievable year on the PGA Tour. When you consider the fact so many great players, only four events a year, it's very, very difficult. You could play the best golf of your life at any one of the majors, and somebody else is playing just one shot better than you, and you don't get a victory. I mean, look at Ricky Fowler. He's still striving to get that first major. I think maybe he's somebody that we're going to have to keep an eye on in 2018. Matt Kuchar, who's as nice a guy as there is out there with a wealth of talent, he is yet to win his first major. And when you think that Colin Montgomery, eight-time European Player of the Year in a row, he never won a major. So, when we look at performances in golf, we have to look at that big picture and all the players now, because to be candid, money is not an issue. They're all making a lot of money, and they're giving a lot of money to charities, which is good. But the benchmark that they're all striving for obviously, is to win a major. The only problem with that, they're only 4 a year.
Yeah, they're slim pickings. And you got to be on when they happen. And, you know, and that's part of the reason some of the sponsors have such a hard time getting players to play in certain events is they all figure their biorhythms out and figure out what's the best way for them to prepare for the major. Should I play the week before? Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I need 2 weeks off and just practice and work on my game, then go into it. They all have different ways of wanting to prepare for that major because it means so much. And the World Golf Championships mean a lot as well. So, and then we've got the Ryder Cup coming up this year. This is another huge, huge year with the Ryder Cup being played in France. So what do you think our chances are for the Ryder Cup win, U.S. team in Paris?
Well, just the other day, I was fortunate enough to be on a European radio show that had Thomas Bjorn, the European Ryder Cup captain, on with me. And I'll tell you one thing. I've known Thomas for a long time. He's you know, he looks a little gruff when you look at him, but he's got a heart of gold. The players really respect him. I think he's going to be an unbelievable captain. The golf course in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower, where they play the French Open every year. I mean, it's going to be a very demanding golf course. Length is not necessarily going to be the key. There are a lot of critical dog legs where the fairways run out, and there's water also involved. It's probably going to be as tough a Ryder Cup course as we played in the last 20 years. And it's on European soil. So if the United States under Jim Furyk, who I think is just marvelous as a captain already, if he can bring that cup back, it's going to be a hard-fought, well-earned victory.
It is, because they do play that golf course every year. They're very familiar with it, and it is a very demanding course, a completely man-made course, a lot of water on it, and it's tricky. I think the greens particularly are very tricky to read. We have, let's go back to the Century Tournament of Champions. We have 7 of the top 8 in the year's world rankings coming to Hawaii, and 14 pros making their debut at Kapalua. Xander Schauffele is the Rookie of the Year. What can you tell us about Xander?
Well, he's he's the only Xander that I found out ever teed it up in a professional golf event.
Okay.
So that in itself puts him in a league of his own. But he's extremely talented. He's the new breed. They play with the ultimate in confidence. You've seen the transition as long as you've been covering this sport, Danielle. Young guys used to be a little bit intimidated. There was always a learning curve on the PGA Tour, but that no longer exists. They come out right now when they get to tee it up. They fully expect they're going to win. So it's a different level of competitiveness, and fortunately for those of us that are you know, covering this sport, we're very fortunate when we look at the class and caliber of current players, and Century can be extremely proud in the fact of the quality of the field that they're going to have teed up there next week. I mean, they're going to build on this transition, and I think the event's only going to get bigger and better, and as it does, you know, especially the amount of effort that Mark Rolfing puts into it, and you know, his lovely wife. You know, they're the heart and soul of you know, of Hawaiian golf, and you know, they ought to be congratulated. But I think Century over the next 4, 5, 6, 7 years are going to be extremely delighted with you know, the aspect that they're going to be the sponsor of this great event. Held at a great location with great people behind the scenes.
Absolutely. Okay, the next person I want to talk about, just a touch, because I know Janice and I, we kind of picked him to do better at Erin Hills because of the length and because we thought he had the finesse game too, I think. John Rahm, his temperament, do you think he's ready for this year to, you know, really consistently? He's always there, but then he kind of falls off. What are your thoughts?
He's the real deal. Don't worry about John Rahm falling off. I really got to watch John Rahm up close and personal when he played at the Austin Country Club last year for the Dill Match Play Championship, and I saw him take out drivers where most pros would probably want to hit a 7-iron to try and keep it in play. He would take out his driver, just rip it down there, keep it out of the water, keep it out of the bunkers. He plays with a tremendous amount of confidence. I think he has a little of Seve in him. I think the fact that Sergio Garcia wins a major last year only serves more of an inspiration to John Rahm. I think John Rahm destined to be a true superstar, and you're going to get meet him next week. He's an awfully nice guy, and he'd be somebody that could easily win the Century Tournament of Champions with his length and the golf course that he's going to be confronted with next week. It would not be a surprise if Rahm comes out on top.
Yeah, there's something about the Ryder Cup is going to be played, the Golf Nacional, that the greens there remind me when I'm at Kapalua and then I see the greens on television. Of course, I've never been to France, that golf course, to actually know it, but there's something similar. I'm in character. There's something about that. Let me just close this with this final thought. John Daly, one of the feel-good stories of the year. John Daly kissing the Arnie umbrella logo. He's on his knees, is on the ground. Then he wins his first Champions Tour event at the Insperity Invitational in May. And he was using what club was he using?
Well, he actually was using that vertical groove driver. But here's the interesting thing.
Yes.
John Daly gets paid to use the vertical groove driver, even though he loves it. Somebody that doesn't get paid to use the vertical groove driver is a fellow by the name of Kenny Perry. What did Kenny Perry do? He won the United States Senior Open using a vertical groove driver without being compensated to do so. That's all you need to know about the vertical groove driver.
Got it. We're in tune. And Bob Bupka, I'll see you next week inside the clubhouse, and we're going to gather at Kapalua, the media center, at beautiful Kapalua on Maui on the plantation course, where we're just going to have a whole lot of fun. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, and I can't wait to see you, my friend.
Aloha. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Futura Stone, Futura Stone's master craftsman, turning your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project, one you may have started and didn't quite get the way you wanted it, or one that, you know, you've got in your mind and you want to get the right people to do it for you. They specialize in natural stones, Brazilian quartzite flagstone, for instance, Aquapave, on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, Roman stack walls, Futura Stone, only the best. Creative plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, a new build, a renovation, a repair, you get the picture. Call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. The first time, serving Hawaii for over 40 years. And Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. I want to thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and you can find the show at radiogolfclub.com. Aloha. This is the Golf Club.
Award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.